WJTL, Jamie McDonald's tune, Left It in the River. Hi, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is intern Blaine with the weather. Today, sunny, breezy, high of 63. Tonight, frost warning, clear, low of 35. Friday, sunny, high of 66. Saturday, cloudy, chance of showers, high of 70. Sunday, cloudy, showers likely, high of 64, and it's 45 and clear right now.
This morning, our very special guest, Eden Troyer, is a volunteer leader with Life Cycles. Eden, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Great having you here. We've been asking our guests about their life verse. It's the year of God's word here at WJTL, and we're curious if you have a life verse and what it means to you.
Yeah, so Life Cycles verse is Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." This is really important to Life Cycles because it's the basis for our gospel ministry, letting teens know that God has you and that he will sustain you and that he will carry you through. And it's also, it kind of goes along with our motto, which is do hard things. So yeah, it's just a really encouraging verse for teens to meet them where they are right now.
That's very cool. And in doing that, Life Cycles is giving them opportunities to ride bikes and do those hard things. Tell everybody about Life Cycles, what you guys do on a regular basis.
Yeah, so we ride twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then every other Saturday during the month, and it's completely free. You don't have to pay anything. You just have to tell Marcy and you sign up, and they provide the bikes, the helmets, the lights. They give you a free meal after dinner or after the ride. And then our summer challenge rides are also completely free.
Yeah, and they're coming up. Folks can sign up for them now. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, so the challenge rides are a week-long trip. You ride anywhere from like 100 to 500 miles, depending on which trip you have.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot, but they're so great. And it's really cool because you get to go around the country a little bit and just to see the land. We had four trips. We had a girls team that rode 290 miles to Niagara Falls in a week. And then we had three boys teams riding around 300 miles each from McKeesport to D.C. Through the Adirondack Mountains, and then another Niagara Falls trip.
And if folks want to find out about what summer trips are coming up for 2026, can they find that online?
I don't know if we have it online, but they can always ask Lee, too.
Yeah.
You might have it.
And so as part of the trips, you're also spending time together. You said the relationship aspect is something that you love as part of being with Life Cycles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The teams become very close-knit, and it turns into a really sweet community. And when you come back, you have really strong bonded friendships. It's just a really sweet time together.
Over your 5 years of doing Life Cycles, what have you seen in yourself as far as growth?
Oh, goodness. endurance and perseverance. The rides can be hard sometimes, but it's really encouraging to have people who come alongside you and they push you to your hardest, but they also cheer you along the whole time. And the whole motto is do hard things. And there are some hills I come up to and it's like, oh Lord, give me the strength to get up this.
Yeah.
But I make it, and it's by his grace, and it's also my friends cheering me on and encouraging me.
I love that. If you're interested in riding during the week, check it out, lifecyclesteam.org. Also, keep checking back to find out what the summer rides are for next year. Maybe you could be a part of that. Eden, we loved having you here. Thanks for telling us about Life Cycles.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go with Jason Gray, When I Say Yes, FM 90.3, WJTL. Good morning.